It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
Oh my gosh, for some reason it sounds really quiet today.
Okay. I think the audience will appreciate you being really quiet.
Oh my gosh. Did you just mock me?
I did.
I swear.
I don't know what the deal is, but sorry.
Do you have any fun facts? No.
I'm just waiting for the ships to start flowing through the Strait of Hormuz, so interest rates will go down.
All right, so our show today, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm choosing to ignore you. Our show today is, it's spring. We're starting to think about things you need to.
It's spring?
It is. It is spring.
Yesterday marked the coldest winter in history.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Yes.
It was all over Facebook.
I thought we broke a bunch of records.
We did, but it became officially the coldest winter in Fairbanks' history.
That's why I had to get out of here. I was just like, oh my gosh, I am like at a 10. And then
that and you're ghostly white.
What's even funnier is I saw my niece and I said, wow, are you tan? And she was like, I just went to Vegas. And I go, I just went to Vegas. And she goes, I tanned. And then I put our hands together and she was like, she looked like chocolate mousse. And I still looked deathly pale.
Anemic. But the good thing is, if you have a dermatologist, they probably are happy with you that you're not getting skin cancer anytime soon.
No. But I thought a little color would have been nice. A little. I thought, really?
You have nice skin, but I just have to wear sunglasses when I look at you.
Here was what's even worse. I was outside a lot. A lot and nothing. It was like the sun just went, no.
It just bounces off you?
No. Yeah, it is. Nope. It does. Nope. Okay, spring is totally a critical time to address home maintenance, to start looking at winter damage, prevent costly long-term problems from spring rain, summer heat, things to think about. So if you can, again, some of us may not be able to access gutters are really big for you to start looking at if your gutters have maybe started to fall down because it's going to start. It was really funny the other day or 2 days ago, we started hearing these boom on our deck, like this loud crashing noise. And I said, maybe the
snow load?
Yes. Well, it was sliding off and hitting the deck. So it's
you have a metal roof?
No, but it's melting. Hitting the deck, but in like
big
this
chunks.
Chunk.
Like iceberg.
Yes. And so because it's melting because the
stuff.
Sun was so hot on the back of the house. So
have
just
you thought
coming.
About sitting in the back of the house?
Yeah. So that I could maybe get hit in the face with it.
Or just a little color wouldn't hurt.
Red? The color red? My gosh. You're so volatile. What kind of show is this?
Just like interest rates.
So, oh my God, to bring it back. Let's bring it back to house issues. So think about checking your gutters and downspouts. If you can, slowly get up there safely.
Water is evil.
It is. To look, if you haven't, you want to look for leaks. You want to look for debris. If you can, hire somebody to safely get up there. If they're still covered and you can't,
don't screw around like I did. I did not clean. They overflowed. They went down to the corner of my house, and now part of my porch is sinking thanks to me not cleaning out my gutters.
Nice. Yeah.
Don't be a me.
Yeah, we had addressed some of that when we did the roof replacement. We had a gutter put in, and then we actually need one additional gutter put back up. But you want to look for missing.
You know when I got into real estate? Half the houses didn't have gutters.
Yeah.
It was nutso.
Yeah.
I don't know what Fairbanks' phobia of
I don't know.
Rain gutters, but they're kind of important.
Yeah. We see that all the time, that they're still missing lots of gutters or they
nuts.
Have come off and then they don't put them back on.
Don't mess around.
Yep. You want to check for your siding and painting. Check for mold, mildew, repaint, touch-up, peeling paint projects, just kind of flagging those if you can get to them. Again, especially for resale, that's definitely something that we get.
For sure.
We just got hit on that. Of course, we're on the buying side, but The appraisal came back and said the peeling paint is going
like
to be
every
something.
Other appraisal I see peeling paint on now.
Yeah. So you want to just check on those, and especially the moisture that can get in there if it's not addressed addressed appropriately. It's a good time for deck maintenance. A lot of the decks have lost their snow, so cleaning them, washing them, if it's checking for rotten boards.
I currently have like 8 feet of snow in my deck, so.
Oh, mine is totally gone.
I hate
it's
you.
It's very clean. We actually just did we just prepared ribs on the deck the other day.
Nope, I can snow machine on my deck right now.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry for you. One thing that is fantastic is maybe HVAC maintenance, scheduling for a professional tune-up.
I wish we had a
HVAC.
HVAC.
Does no one have an HVAC?
No one has HVAC.
Some people do.
They have the VAC part of it. No, they don't have the air conditioning. They have the HRV part of it.
HRV.
Yeah. So yeah. HRV is good time to get a balance and get it tuned, checked up.
Yeah. There's a couple people in town that have air conditioning. I mean, the fancy
Luckies.
People.
Yeah. You're not,
one
of them, are you?
No. No, it's called a fan.
I've seen a couple air conditioners in town, but.
But your HRV is also good. Your plumbing inspections, checking for leaks under sinks, around toilets.
Water's
looking
evil.
For, yeah, I know. Looking at your faucets to test for leaks.
Have you, you've heard in some of our meetings, we've talked about our owners, vacant properties on city water with leaks and the thousands of dollars of monthly bill they huge.
Yep.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
For a little leak. I guess last week we talked about there's detections you can do to.
Well, and I always tell people, like, I think, so we have a tri-level house. We check all the time. We're upstairs, downstairs in all of our bathrooms, all of our toilets. We go downstairs every day to flush. Like, I know it seems silly, but we use a bathroom, we check a bathroom, we check the sinks. Just because of the fluctuation in temperature, I just am so paranoid that I'm going to have. I think it's really, really easy to have a bathroom that you don't utilize in your larger houses. And more people are getting in bigger houses, and you have 3-4 bathrooms, and you have bathrooms you don't utilize, or you have a mother-in-law apartment.
Like us, yeah.
Or you have a place that you don't always go into, and then that's the bathroom that is going to be the one that's going to freeze up. And people don't tend to shut the water off in those bathrooms or in the spaces they don't utilize. And so I think you tend to forget here in Alaska that we can have such a crazy, I mean, I don't think we're going to have a crazy swing anymore, but we have experienced crazy swings where you can have 20 above to 40 below and those swings.
The year we moved back up here from Minnesota in 2003, March 31st, Lisa's birthday, it was 30 something below.
Yeah. And it can happen so crazy, and people, we tend to think about saving money by not hiring people. You know, I mean, even I don't know if I shared on the show, and I think I did. I was showing a house and I was reading through the paperwork for a client that we were on the buying side, and the paperwork said they had just, the sellers had just recently had the septic pumped. Because when they had purchased the house, they had never had it pumped and thought it was time to have it pumped during the sale. So in 8 or 10 years of living in the house, they had never had it done because they didn't know to have it done.
Huh.
So that was the sentence they had written. And I thought...
Remind me to put that on the Facebook page.
It just was the most bizarre. So, I mean, I meticulously, not that I don't meticulously, but I mean, I crawled through that AS3470 and every piece of paperwork that seller had filled out because
I thought...
And
for those listening that don't know what an AS3470 is?
It's the
property
document,
disclosures.
Yeah, it's a property disclosure. But I was so floored by what they were writing because I felt like these poor sellers were just so ignorant in what they didn't know anything. And so they had lived in this beautiful house that they were selling and had no idea of any maintenance or upkeep that they should do. So they had never, I don't believe that they had ever had their boiler inspected. I don't believe that. So they were doing
clean,
these. I think they were doing these things because they had finally brought in a realtor or a realtor, and they were being told, maybe it's time for you to do some of these things. Or maybe it had just dawned on them, oh my gosh, we're filling out this form. Maybe we should do some of the things on the form. And I just thought, oh my gosh, that's very nerve-wracking. Because my concern for my buyers was, what other things in this house have not been maintained? And what are you going to find, unbeknownst to the sellers, that they had no idea that they should even be upkeeping? So I remember, and I had never seen this. My husband was not taken aback by this, but the spring on our garage door popped. So I didn't know the springs could break. I was opening up the garage door and it sounded like a gunshot, and the spring broke. It just was the loudest bang I'd ever heard. I got out of my car. I shut my car off. I walked in the house and I said, the garage door won't open. I don't know what I've done. I don't even know what I broke. I don't know what's broken. I can't get my car out of the garage to go to work to do anything.
Yikes.
And so my husband came out. Uh-huh. He tried to do the spring, pull the spring off. We had to call some companies. There's a company that replaces the spring, and then we hired somebody to do the spring work because it's a little bit dangerous of how that whole mechanism goes into your garage door. Live and learn. I was like, once he explained it to me, I went,
it's like dark magic.
I don't
stuff.
Want you to get your hand caught or anything like this. That's not your job. You don't do that. I'd like us to pay somebody that does this professionally, and then we can see how it works. But I don't want to watch a YouTube video and then be like, oh my gosh, the spring popped off and you hit yourself in the face and we're in the hospital.
ChatGPT, you're dead to me now.
Right. And so I was just like, this is wild. But again, then the second time it happened on the other door, I don't know if they just wear out or what happened. I think they just eventually wear out. No big deal. We took the piece off. I went back to the same company. They replaced it in an hour, built the new thing or got us the new spring, took it back. We called the guy. He came, did the same thing. So I was like, this is great now that I know the companies that do those things. But the first time I heard it, I was like,
under the bed?
I just thought, oh my God, I've broken the whole thing. We need a whole new door. And you don't. You just need – it's just a part.
Yeah.
The guy that replaced it was like, oh, yeah, you just need your spring, totally, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I just was like, I had no idea.
Do you remember who came out?
This. It was somebody that does garage – no, I don't know what company. Yeah. I would have to look back at our – have all that in a file. But it's just wild that there are companies that do all the things that you need. Until you start down that road, you don't really know – what you don't know, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
But what I loved is that there are people out there to help. But I think when it comes back to house selling, where I cautioned my buyers is when I saw that document from the sellers that I was telling you about earlier, I was just very concerned about buying this house. Because I said, I don't know what these sellers have not maintained.
Yeah.
And so I said, if you love this house, I suggest we bring in beyond just an engineer. We have people look at maybe some other things that maybe haven't been serviced for a long time, the whole time they've been here, to really crawl all over. And it's going to be worth the money that you pay versus you buy this house. You just have an engineer do some things that maybe doesn't specialize in the boiler or specialize in
the roof,
septic. Correct. And then come to find out you're just in it for a lot more money because, again, not at the negligence of the sellers not disclosing, just them not knowing that they needed to do those things.
Yeah.
And so they were very nervous about this house. And they were like, that was a really good catch. They glazed through it because they really liked how the house looked.
Yeah.
And so they just did not read those things the way I read them.
And that's our job. You guys can get all starry-eyed over a property. Yes. That's great. But we're here to help protect you from losing money.
Yes.
So.
And so I just, I mean, I did the same thing. There was another property that I saw, and it was a comment made by the seller that said there was an issue with the back wall. I'd have to look again, but it said issue with the back wall. And so I texted the other realtor and I said, there's a comment on the disclosure that says there's an issue with the back wall. And could you expand on that? Like, that doesn't tell me really anything. I don't really understand what that means. And I got back, I'm trying to think of what, I think it said something like, it's not connected. I'd have to look back at what the realtor said to me. But what they responded was very nonchalant, like a very nonchalant response. Like,
ho-hum.
It's kind of like it's, I don't remember, but how I read it was the house is shifting so much that there should be some major construction to make sure that this is not maybe a foundation issue, a roof issue, I don't even know issue. But I said, this doesn't sound like, hey, no big deal. Like, I think it actually read, not a big deal. The walls are just shifting apart or something like that. And I thought, that sounds like a big deal.
What?
And again, I thought, I'm so glad I caught this and followed up with, I need more information. What does this really mean? So I don't say these things because I think that there's bad realtors out there. I just say these things because sometimes I think sellers can say, oh, this is kind of what's going on. And you kind of, there's so much information exchange going on in the sale of a house that then, you know, as we're buying the house, we're seeing notes and it's our job to question, what does this mean? What do you mean by this nonchalant side comment?
What do you mean the house moved 3 feet?
Yes. And so, you know, or it's sliding.
Sliding down the hill.
Sliding or shifting. What does shifting mean? You know, it's shifted 75 feet in
like
the last
shape-shifted,
year.
Like shape shifted? Was it a condo? Or, and now it's a.
Yeah. Or, you know, it's kind of like they'll say it has small hump and driveway. It's not a small hump. You can't actually get into the garage. Like, you know, the whole driveway needs to be repaved because there's been some massive whatever.
Groundwater or something.
And then when you start getting price quotes on stuff, like even in the house we're currently purchasing, we did septic and water testing and the company said we're unable to get into the septic. So that was all we got back. And I said, I sent a message back and I said, they need to be able to access the septic. We will not be purchasing this house. Like, we ordered a septic and water test, not just a water test. Septic needs to be made available or figure out, or we're pulling our offer. And then they said, yes, we're going to figure out how to have the septic available, where it is located. We'll do it. Well, they got into the septic. Septic failed. And I said, great, how are you replacing septic? What's going on here? They're replacing septic. So, I mean, I'm like, yes, you've got to follow up with every single thing because sometimes it can just be this like, nonchalant comment. Like, I felt like it was this nonchalant comment of like, okay, well, we can't get to it because the snow's too deep and I want to go dig it out. I don't really care. You're getting to it. Because that's what we ordered. We didn't order. I'm like, this sucks that we live in this state, but it's able to be accessed. You know, I mean, I understand if we have 40 feet of snow on the roof and maybe you can't get down to every roof tile, but you're able to see something to tell me I got a roof under there, not cardboard. You know what I mean? Like, you got to show me something. Do I have a metal roof? Do I have a shingle roof? Do I have something? But I'd like to be able to not be like, well, I had no idea you bought cardboard. We didn't even look. You know what I'm like?
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, I don't know. Are we at a break?
Well, you've talked nonstop for 20 minutes, so I guess we can probably take a break.
Oh my gosh, he's so mean. Folks, I feel like you guys should, on Facebook, just like, share, and say something positive about me, because Kirk's so mean to me.
We'll be back with the Jamie Show in just one moment.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynor returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynor.
And pretty much Jamie.
Oh my gosh. We need to have, what's his name, fix that.
What's his name?
I don't remember. Who fixes that?
Our engineer?
Well,
Glenner Anderson?
Who fixes our...
Glenner does. He sends it to the lady in Chicago. She redoes the voiceover.
Well, we need to have the voiceover fixed. Okay, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about spring maintenance. Oh my God, the drama. So one thing that you can do is plumbing inspection. We talked about that. Sump pump tests. That is going to be super important if you have any kind of leaks. So... test your sump pump by pouring water into the pit to ensure it turns on, prevent basement floodings. If you have a sump pump, you're probably familiar with this.
North Pole. I have a sump pump.
Doesn't work.
House
is flooded like 15 times.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you know why? Because secretly you want a pool in the basement. That's why. You're like, oh, I'd love it. Yay. It'd be so good.
Yep. Put some sand down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a pool party. You want a beach?
I want a
building
beach.
Party. Chimney inspections.
We'll get the happy lights. We'll put them all over and then invite you over so you can get some tan.
Thank you. So. I don't think it works the same, but yeah.
Yeah.
So UV.
No, I mean, if you like the Skeletor look, that's cool, but.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Chimney inspections. Arrange for a chimney sweep. I don't think they're called that anymore, are they?
In the UK.
What are they called? We need to have somebody on.
Dudes that clean chimneys.
We need to find somebody that actually does this.
Contacted my chimney guy a month ago and he never got back to me.
That's because he's like, I ain't coming over there.
I have two chimneys. I have one for the boiler and one for a wood stove. Chimney.
What are these people called?
Arctic Chimney Sweep.
Oh, they are really called that.
Oh, and his name is Will.
Will.
I reached out March 5th.
He was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's last year.
Oh, that's why.
No, that's this year. It's been a month. Like I said, a month.
A year ago. Okay. So the chimney people you need to schedule them and then think about cleaning your fireplaces as well. And then also it's really important to check your windows and doors for repairs. inspect caulking.
I'm inviting him to come on the show right now, by the way.
To prevent air loss, especially when you're trying to keep it cooler in the house. Repair or replace screens so that you can hopefully have the windows open this summer without bugs. It's also a really good time for your safety device checks, replacing batteries and smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If you can safely get into your attic or crawl space inspections, checking for moisture, mold, or any kind of pests that might have moved
definitely in happens.
For the summer, I wonder, or winter, I wonder what kind of pests, I'm trying to think, voles, squirrels. I'm trying to think of what kind of pests would be up there.
In the attic?
Yeah.
Squirrels. We've seen birds. I've seen pigeons. I've seen smaller bird, like sparrows.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. A lot of this is property management. Squirrels, birds. Then down below, fire ants. I think that's going to be a topic coming up.
Yes.
Not fire ants.
Carpenter,
yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're
different
country.
Yeah. Fire ants. Ants of any kind. Also thinking about if you knew you wanted to replace your roof, starting to talk to a roofing contractor because they really do book up. So thinking about
that. Don't you have
that,
a roofing guy you like?
I know. He retired. Oh. He quit. I got him right before he left.
I have a roofer.
I'm done.
I've got me a roofer.
Do you?
Yep.
But pest control, thinking about that if you need to, we don't spray for pests, but I know people do. We should probably think about that. I don't know if that's controversial or not.
Pest control?
Yeah, like having people spray. I always see those signs.
Why is it controversial?
I always see those signs for mosquito spray, like having your yard and stuff sprayed for
that's
mosquitoes.
That's different than...
And I'm always wondering
different kind of pest control, I guess. Their mosquitoes aren't hacking your house and eating the...
Yeah.
The all-weather wood foundation. But I always wonder,
like, some people say you shouldn't do it because of bees, and then some people are like, no, I love...
Are you biased because you have bees?
Yeah. We don't spray for mosquitoes. We just live with them.
We have 3.5 acres, and I just buy all the chemicals I can buy, and I just go randomly spray it.
I just put them on.
We go through like 1,000 dogs and cats a year, but...
Do you? You're like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's Caitlin's mom has a system that works, they claim, as well as the guys that come out and do it, spray for mosquitoes professionally.
Yeah.
And she's texted me before she got her mom or grandma, but got their own sprayer and then got the organic chemicals that don't kill bees and she said it works, you know, just as good as hiring somebody out. So
baking soda,
it is a
lemon,
possibility.
Some grape juice,
vinegar,
vodka. What else? Oh, it's landscaping, looking at trees. Thinking about taking them away from your roof, siding.
What?
Yeah, and then booking that company as well. If you want to have somebody come in and start trimming that up, they book up as well really, really fast. So there's a bunch of different companies.
I like that one for if you're selling your house to get that,
yes,
get your yard trimmed up.
There is a bunch of companies. I'm shocked sometimes at how many clients are very nervous about some of the trees being around the house. Especially if
insurance companies don't like it either.
Yes. So, you know, if I think it's really good to get a price quote, they'll come out, they'll give you a price quote, they'll tell you what trees should be removed, and then they can do some or all. So there's a bunch of different ones. We could post them on our website, you know, or if you want to be listed on our website and linked, please
Facebook.
Reach out to us or Facebook. I'm sorry. Yes.
Well, I guess Facebook can be a website.
Yeah.
I just haven't.
But we would love to feature, or if you even want to come and be on our
show,
that would be great.
Yay.
We'd love to talk about what services you offer. I think that would be really great.
Jamie, our Facebook page is 1 week old.
How are we doing?
Good.
Okay, how many followers do we have?
Bazillion.
1 bazillion.
And I keep reading
it.
The radon post had the most.
I know. You know why? Because it's crazy. Because people probably didn't even know about it. They were like, radon.
So I posted about septics because I don't want somebody to go through what the people that sold that house went through, not knowing that they need to pump their septic every couple years. So
yeah.
I put that out there. And yeah, please get on Lasker Realty Today, the Facebook page. I've been posting 3 to 5, you know, probably 5 posts a day on average. Just all educational stuff, what to know, how it affects Fairbanks and North Pole. Jamie is soon going to get in there as an admin and put her own stuff out there. So
yes,
we might be getting reductive. But it's all educational. It's all good stuff.
At some point,
so please
we probably will, to be honest, post some things off of Amazon or some links too, just in case.
Ew.
Just to make some things a little bit easier to purchase. Because I know sometimes finding things in town can be really, really frustrating. So eventually we would like to do that just because I know sometimes we talk about a product and then we're like, this is a product we'd recommend. So if you want to be able to find those things, we always encourage you to shop local, shop around here in town. So if we can get them, you know, if we can find a place locally that sells it, great. If we can't and you just want to grab it off of...
Jamie,
yeah,
we've run over.
Okay.
If anybody wants to... talk to you and just have you dominate a conversation, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah, 907-378-2400, and then I'll dominate
the conversation.
I was going to say you, but that just sounds
that sounds
so
wrong. This is
bad.
Family-friendly, Jamie.
Oh, that sounded so
all right,
horrible.
And on that note, please stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way. Take care. Enjoy your Saturday.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to kfar.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.